Countdown to Christmas, written by Anna Roberts, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Clara Criado Escriba, audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. This is a story about five children. There were 7 days until Christmas. In London, Annie read her letter one last time.
Dear Father Christmas, my name is Annie. I live in London. This year I only have one wish. I would like to see my cousins.
All the while, a little robin was listening. In Paris, Basil's grandma and granddad had come to stay.
Querido Papa Noel, my name is Basil. I live in Paris. I would really like to meet you. My abuelo y mi abuela are staying. They cook delicious food, and there is always plenty to share. Please come and join us.
In Madrid, Miguel was worried that Papa Noel would not know where to find him and his sister.
Querido Papa Noel, me llamo Miguel. Mi hermana y yo vivimos en Madrid. This is our first Navidad in Spain. I've heard that the three kings bring presents to the children in España. But will you still come to visit us?
All the while, un pequeño petirrojo was listening. In Berlin, Frida was trying to sit still long enough to write her carta.
Querido Papá Noel, me llamo Frida. Vivo en Berlín.
Sometimes I get into trouble because I'm always in a rush. But I hope you'll still come and see me. I would like a skateboard for la Navidad.
In Rome, the sun was shining as Luca wrote his carta.
Querido Papa Noel, me llamo Luca. Vivo en Rome.
I want to build a snowman, but it hardly ever snows here. For la Navidad, I would like it to nevar, so I can build the biggest muñeco de nieve ever.
All the while, un pequeño petirrojo was listening. There were 6 días until la Navidad. In Londres, Annie was decorating the Christmas tree when a Christmas card arrived. It was from her cousins in España. She put la postal navideña next to el árbol de Navidad and hoped she would see her cousins soon. In Berlin, Frida skated faster and faster until she hoped Papa Noel hadn't been watching. She didn't want to end up on the naughty list. There were 5 días until la Navidad. In Paris, Basil's house was full of visitors. First, Auntie Fleur arrived with a box of gingerbread for El Abuelo. Then Uncle Remy arrived with a basket of fruit and nuts for La Abuela. Basil tasted all the food to make sure it was good enough for Papa Noel. There were 4 días until La Navidad. In Madrid, Miguel and his hermana were celebrating midwinter. Bright light shone down on all the happy faces. Miguel looked at all the people celebrating and wondered how Papa Noel would ever find him. There were 3 días until la Navidad. In Londres, Annie and her mum were wrapping up los regalos de Navidad. Annie placed 2 regalos under el árbol de Navidad for her cousins, just in case.
en Roma. Luca was determined to build un muñeco de nieve. He put on his hat, boots, and mittens, and waited for la nieve to fall. There were 2 días until la Navidad. In Paris, the market sellers threw sweets for Basil to catch, while he told Abuelo exactly which carrots to buy for the reindeers.
"We can't give Papa Noel dinner without feeding his reno," said Basil.
In Berlin, Frida did not skate through the house and she did not knock over the decorations for la Navidad. But she did keep her bedroom tidy. She did eat up all her peas, and she even cleared her plate from the table. There was un día until la Navidad. In Londres, Paris, Berlin, Roma y Madrid, everybody was getting ready for the big celebration. And while the children were busy, far, far above the streets of Londres, Paris, Berlin, Roma y Madrid, los petirrojos were telling Papá Noel y su reno everything they had learned about the children. It was going to be a busy night. As the day turned to night and the stars lit up the sky, the Christmas Eve celebrations began. In Paris y en Roma, Basil and Luca stayed up late with their families. In Berlin, Frida and her family collected their árbol de Navidad. Y en Madrid, Miguel and his hermana danced in the street at midnight as the church bells rang. In Londres, Annie climbed into bed and closed her eyes tightly. She dreamed that tomorrow her stocking would be full of regalos. And maybe, just maybe, her Navidad wish would come true.
¡Feliz Navidad!
After a long and wonderful day, Annie climbed the stairs to go to bed. But there were still 2 regalos under el árbol de Navidad. Just as Annie was falling asleep, her mum whispered, "Annie, we have 1 last surprise for you." The next morning, Annie and her mama set off in their car from Londres. Basil boarded a train with his abuela and his abuelo in Paris. Luca waited with his dad at the airport in Roma. Frida and her family packed their suitcases in Berlin. Miguel and his hermana waved from the plane in Madrid. Because even though la Navidad was over, the holidays were only just beginning.
¡Feliz Navidad!
Echoed through the valley when Annie and Basil and Luca and Frida and Miguel all arrived in the snowy mountains. Together, los niños ate delicious food, played in the snow and opened los regalos under the lights of el árbol de Navidad. All the while, 5 pequeños petirrojos watched from afar and agreed that this Navidad was the most magical Navidad ever. Glossary. La abuela, grandma. El abuelo, granddad. El árbol de Navidad, Christmas tree. Berlín, Berlin. La carta, letter. 5, 4, 4. Días, days. 2, 2. En, in. España, Spain. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. La hermana. Sister. Londres. London. Madrid. Madrid. Mamá. Mum. Me llamo. My name is. Muñeco de nieve. Snowman. La Navidad.
Christmas. Nevar, to snow, verb. La nieve, snow, noun. Los niños, children. Papá Noel, Father Christmas. París, Paris. Pequeño, little. El petirrojo, Robin. La postal navideña, Christmas card. Querido, dear. Los regalos, presents. El reno, reindeer. Roma, Rome. Seis, six. Tres, three. Un, a. Un, one. Vivimos, we live. Vivo, I live. Y, and. Yo, I.